vision of City Life Church began in Boston, Massachusetts, a creative city where we dreamed of planting a church, until I found Austin. You know, it was the work of God's Spirit to bring me to this creative city, a city filled with all types of creatives, artists, intellectuals, entrepreneurs. When I came and visited, I realized this was an irreligious city in a very religious state. It's the hole in the Bible Belt, if you will. As I began to meet people, I realized that they were far from Christ, resistant to the gospel, and yet very thoughtful people, very creative people, people that I would want to be my friends. And so I moved with my family here in 2006, and we began to meet with people and ask them what kept them from Christ, what keeps them from church. We began in just our living room, seven people, trying to be that church that loved the city, and asked the question, what would it look like for a church to so believe the gospel that it changed the city? So we began to serve the marginalized. We also spent time with intellectuals and our co-workers and cultural elites, enjoying great music in the live music capital of the world. And as we shared life together, we began to multiply these little communities. We began to call them city groups, where we could be the church to one another and to the city. And as we did that, we began to see God's grace work. And summer after summer, we would make our way down to Barton Springs. And there we would baptize people. They would declare their love for Christ and say that Jesus Christ is Lord, right there in the middle of the nudists and the dog lovers and the weirdness of Austin. And as these city groups have multiplied, we've formed four neighborhood churches, north, south, central, and east, that are all loving the city and loving their neighbors and articulating the gospel in a way that's meaningful and clear to our neighbors. God has led us into different partnerships with different organizations. We formed an organization called Music for the City to bring Austin charity and music together. And as we've done this, we've gained a heart for not only Austin, but other creative class cities. We're spending time in Montreal. We formed a family of churches with Soma Family of Churches, and we're planted a church in the suburbs called Redeemer Round Rock. And together we're collaborating to plant more churches, to spread more grace to more cities as we exist to be a city-renewing church, a church that renews the city socially, spiritually, and culturally with the gospel of Jesus. You know, and it's been messy, it's been imperfect, but our hope is that we all cling to a perfect Christ and that we're being perfected by the Spirit of God. And we're learning things along the way, how to better start city groups, how to better preach, how to better disciple. And we're so hopeful that the success of being a city-renewing church doesn't rest on us, because we're doing it not in our own strength, but in the gospel of Jesus and the strength that He provides. And so we're hopeful as we plant more like-minded churches in other cities, we're hopeful that God will continue to be faithful to His gospel, that He'll continue to work with imperfect people to magnify the perfections and the grace of Jesus. And as we do that, we're asking God for more churches, more disciples, more changed lives, more mercy, more creativity flowing through the church and into cities, making them alive. Our vision is basically the vision of Revelation 21 and 22, that we would be a gospel people, renewing a beautiful city, teeming with gospel life.